Welcome back to the final segment of Monday Night Talk. And remember, you can always check these podcasts out. Usually we put them up during the week. I kid and say that we don't have an intern army. Usually it's me putting them up. So be patient. You'll be rewarded. We got over 400 podcasts that are up at this time. And joining us is a good friend. It's one of my top three favorite segments that we do on a regular basis. We are speaking with good friend tonight, Mr. Alex Bezanson. Sir, how are you?
I'm great, Kevin. Thank you. And thank WATD for having us again. Always enjoy coming on your show. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Hug Foundation and upcoming annual hockey game against the Boston Bruins alumni. And we have a good friend of the Hug Foundation
joining us the phone line, correct?
There we go. Rick Nifty Middleton's on with us.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome to the show, Mr. Middleton. Always been a big fan of yours. First and foremost, how are things with the Alumni Association these days?
Well, as busy as ever. We've played about 10 games so far this season, and we're looking to do about another 25 through January through April. And somehow it just seems to work out to 30 to 35 games a year, which is great. We're very fortunate to be able to do that many with having so many alumni in the area still of all ages. And I'm the president of the alumni, and I really hardly ever struggle to get about a dozen players to play each game. So, as I said, compared to a lot of other alumni, we're very fortunate.
Do you want to chime in, Alex?
Sure. And like I said, we're going to be playing our game on January 24th at the Rockland Ice Rink. I believe this is the fifth year.
You guys will try to make it competitive this year, right? Because I know that usually it's a...
Don't let Nifty know, but we've been practicing.
You have a ringer?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a few
I'm
ringers.
Nervous now because we never practice.
Oh, you did have training camp.
Well, yeah, okay. You got me on that one. It was an hour and a half long back in September. Yes.
It's just to kind of reacquaint them to the rules and the regs of what's going on. But talk to us about this. I mean, the Ice Huggers are going to be back out there again. And how unique is this to be able to skate against some of the great guys who've, you know, won the Spoke big?
It's a dream come true for me and all the guys that skate. We have several of our Ice Huggers coming back for their fifth year, and we have several new players. Every year we've added a few players. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a great time. Like I said, it's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, and the crowd is always with us at Rockland Rink, and it's just a lot of fun. I think the alumni have a lot of fun coming down to Abington. They're always supporting the Hug Foundation, and we always have a great time.
And having supporting an event like this or supporting a cause like this, Rick, I got to ask you, and that is, what is it about the Alumni Association that you guys like doing stuff like this?
Well, you got to give credit to John Busick years ago. He didn't start the alumni, but he started the alumni games in the form that they're in today. And it's kind of morphed over the years to the point that, as I said, we're doing 30 to 35 games. I think it started out at like 10 or 15. Mm. And we play, what we do is try to help other charities raise more money for their causes. And it seems to have worked pretty good. The guys really enjoy going out, playing in different arenas, in different areas of New England. And the camaraderie, getting back together with some of the guys, telling stories, having a few beers afterwards, taking our families with us sometimes. But great causes like the Hug Foundation. And I really have to say that, I think Alex is right. I think this is our fifth year. And it's very well supported. Sometimes when year after year, there's a trouble sometimes getting the fans to come back. But it seems to have grown and gotten stronger each year, and I really want to commend Alex and Lisa Bezanson for that. And we really enjoy playing this game. It's a lot of fun.
I have to ask, what's the genesis of this whole game, Alex? How did this come to be where, you were able to field a team against, you know, some of the great Boston Bruins of the past?
Well, it's actually a funny story. As you know, Kevin, I didn't skate up until about 5.5 years ago.
You skate now?
Well, I put skates on.
Okay.
I move around the ice. But about 5.5 years ago, I was lucky enough to be at an alumni game, and I believe it was up in Laconia, New Hampshire, and Frank Simonetti said to me, "When are you going to do a game?" And I said, "Frank, I can't even skate." He says, "Oh, you can do it." So I went back to Abington and talked to my good friend Roger Woods the next day. He says, "We can do it. Let's do it." So I bought skates. I bought all the nice, shiny new equipment and everything, and I went out there and started to learn how to skate. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we put together our first team. We raised money that year for the Senior Center and a couple of other local groups, and it's just grown from there. Now we have people calling us to see if they can be on the team. Each one of our players has to raise $1,000 mm-hmm. to play in this game. And some of them do very well. Some don't have the ability to raise as much. But, you know, the goal is $1,000 per player. And like I said, it is one of our biggest fundraisers. And we have people calling us now to see if they can get on the team every year. So it's really turned into a great event. Everyone in Abington, Rockland area look forward to it every year. And we look forward to it.
And I think as a reminder, what are some of the things that the HUG Foundation, what does the foundation do, and what was the start of that? Why did that start?
Well, we started it in memory of my sister. My sister was diagnosed with terminal cancer in 2006, and a couple of months before she was diagnosed, I happened to play in the Bruins Foundation golf tournament with Cleon Daskalakis, and he said, "If you ever need anything, give me a call." So 2 months later, my sister's diagnosed with cancer. She was probably one of the biggest Bruins fans her whole life. And he sent her a picture of Ray Bourque, autographed picture, and then the phone call started from Terry O'Reilly and Rick Middleton and others. And it just evolved into a great 2 years, her last 2 years of her life. We went everywhere the alumni went, and just became real good friends with them. So we decided to do something, and we started our charity to help people. It started out helping people that were sick or with an accident because of the incidentals that the insurance doesn't cover when you're going to the hospital, gas, food, missing a day off from work. And we've grown it from there. We now sponsor some youth sports that are struggling. We've purchased Christmas gifts for several families this Christmas season and help people with their mortgage and their oil bill and really whatever people need.
And I would say my favorite story is something that I was able to get involved with. I actually, a friend, somebody that I believe has become a friend of the HUG
Foundation. Very good friend of ours.
The Clancy family, and a gentleman suffering from ALS, I was reached out by his family to me. They're like, "Do you have any idea?" The Bruins had just won the Cup, or they had won the Cup within, you know, a calendar year. I wanted to know if they'd have a chance to be able, for him to be able to, because he's no longer ambulant, to be able to see the Cup. So you were the first person that I called and said, "I know you have enough, former Bruins, and you know enough folks in the Bruins organization, any way that we can get this." And you said, "Let me see what I can do." And I believe that you did a little check, and you actually offered, I guess there was some kind of a casino night.
Yeah.
And go ahead, and you pick it up from there.
Bob Sweeney runs a casino night every year, and what I did is I called Bob, and between the Bruins Foundation and the HUG Foundation, we brought in Bill and his brother, and he got to meet the entire Stanley Cup team and get pictures and autographs, and I think it was probably one of the greatest nights of his life.
Yeah, and I still hear from the family from now and then that he still remembers that evening, still has all the pictures that he took, and that's fantastic. And it's little things like that I like about the organization, that you guys go the extra mile, and whether it's the Bruins Foundation or the Alumni Foundation, both organizations do their best to help folks in need. And I think that's something that needs to be recognized, and that's why we do this on a regular basis, to remind folks about this.
Well, we learned a lot from Bob Sweeney and the Bruins Foundation, and we've carry that over to the Hug Foundation. And it's not just the Hug Foundation, but I've been to other Bruin alumni events, and to see a cancer patient come in the locker room and start crying because he meets the his favorite all-time players. I mean, it's just
awesome.
Unbelievable what the foundation and the alumni do.
We try to be accommodating to as many people as possible. It's really, it usually turns out to be a community affair. So, you know, we don't have the same security set up as the players today, and it's pretty loosey-goosey, and I think it's enjoyable for everybody.
But yourself, Rick, I mean, you and many former Bruins, a number of times, whether it's something that Alex has held or that is being held, you guys turn out in force, and you're there, whether it's a casino night, which is cool, and I've seen you sitting at the tables, playing cards with.
I do like to gamble a little bit.
Well, what I'm saying is that you're not there. You're a guy who you like talking with the fans and talking with the folks and interacting with folks, and I think that's the one thing that stays with people. Is when somebody that they've watched on TV as a favorite sport of theirs, and they get to speak with a guy that, you know, maybe they get that guy's jersey at home, means an awful lot to them.
Well, I think you'll find that most of the guys are like that.
They are.
If my what I always say is if you don't like to be bugged, then just stay home. I mean, we're very fortunate, as I said, and it just turns out that almost all the guys that play on this team really enjoy interacting with the community. We often have receptions after the games where the other teams and the sponsors and their families can come and have a bite to eat and a beer with us and just talk a little hockey for an hour or so. And the guys are always open to that. Sometimes you can't make it, but most of the time the guys make the receptions. And we'll be doing that also with the Hug Foundation after the game.
Well, with this particular event, any early indication what the roster, the alumni roster, will look like on that day?
I have a few confirmations. Sometimes, and luckily the roster does change from year to year. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan that comes every year to it, you hopefully see some different guys. Andy Brickley and Bob Beers are going to be able to make
it. Ooh, the media line.
Very often they're busy with the Bruins mm-hmm. during the games, but they'll be playing. Bob Sweeney, who, as Alex said, runs the Bruins Foundation, does a great job, and he plays in about 99% of every alumni game. He's a former president, but even though working for the Bruins, he still is able to make most of our games, which is great. Let's see, Reggie Lemelin, former goalie, plays left wing. Actually, my left winger in most games, and he doesn't pass very much, but I keep him as my left winger. Dan Lacouture is going to play, and part of the funds are going, I'll let Alex explain what Dan is doing, but Dan is one of the young legs on our team, which we really need because a lot of us are getting older. And an alumni game and wouldn't be the same without Terry O'Reilly. And Terry's said to be able to play this year. Dave Shaw played 16, I think, years, maybe 18 in the NHL, four or five with the Bruins. Great defenseman. Frank Simonetti, who Alex mentioned, kind of gave him the idea to start. There's Bruce Shoebottom, who, again, plays like 90% of the games. Billy O'Dwyer. Billy hasn't been able to play at all this year, and I think that may be his first game of the year. He's coming out to skate. So, and there's rumors that possibly, just possibly, Ray Bourque and Ally Afraidy. Al lives in Detroit. He loves to come down here for some games. He's good friends with Alex. So we're still trying to work on Al and Ray with his schedule. Sometimes we don't know until the last minute. But that could be a huge plus if we can get word early enough to get it out.
Yeah, that definitely would be a cool. Now, I know that Rick had mentioned you as far as where some of the funds are going with Dan Lacouture. You want to kind of talk about that for a moment?
Sure. As we did last year, Dan Lacouture's sister was a patient at Children's Hospital, and they actually saved her life with a brain tumor she had. So she has run the Boston Marathon, I believe, the last 3 years, and last year Dan ran it with her. And each runner for the Boston Marathon, for Children's Hospital at least, has to raise at least $5,000. And if they don't raise it, they have to pay it themselves. So last year we donated some of the funds from this hockey game to Dan and his sister, and we'll be doing the same again this year. I believe Dan was on with us last year prior to the game. And again, we enjoy doing it and helping Dan out and helping the cause like the Children's Hospital.
Now, I have to ask something, and when Rig had mentioned about one of your favorite guys, Bruce Shoebottom, did we ever see a rematch from a couple of years ago when the two of you took to the ice? Is that going to happen again?
Well, I just think I've been taking boxing lessons. I've been working out, and I think Shoe just should keep his head up. Keep his head up. That's all I'm saying.
As Shoe says, he wants to get in more of a goal-scoring role, so I'm not sure you're going to see that this year unless you happen to jump him from behind or something.
Yeah. So we won't see any pugilistic skills from the Shoe, and we definitely won't get to see you showcase your skills either.
I might.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're putting the guard up early. You're putting up the defenses early.
You owe him.
Yeah. What's I got to say is what is the fun thing, Alex, about you being able to not only skate against these guys basically in your backyard at the Rockland Ice Arena, but what is it about seeing all the folks, the local folks, being able to enjoy this?
Oh, they love it. Like I said, Abington, Rockland, all the surrounding towns always come out to support us. And the Bruins, between periods, we usually play two periods. And between periods, they'll sign autographs for all anyone, not all the kids, but
you
anyone.
See them out there mingling with the crowd, yep.
Yeah, and they do that, and they make sure everyone gets an autograph. And it's just a real great time. And tickets are only $10.
It's a bargain.
It's for this. And, you know, to see all these NHL greats for $10, it's just really unbelievable. It's kind of like when I used to go watch them at the Old Garden. You know, we paid $5 or $10 then.
Is that with the obstructed view, or?
Well, yeah.
Just curious.
But when you went up the back stairs,
I got to ask you, Rick. What's the thing that you guys enjoy in regards to coming to Alex's backyard and being a part of this? Is it the same thing no matter where you go, or is it a different vibe depending on where you are and the charity you're skating for?
Oh no, every game is different. You know, and very often when they start out, you don't obviously know anyone or very few people know the other team. But then after you've done it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, like we're doing with Alex and the Hug Foundation, it's pretty much the same people involved. You get to meet them afterwards at the receptions. You look forward to see them again next year. And some games just seem to take on a life of their own and on the ice also, and friendships are made and other things, whether it's somebody has somebody on the other team has another foundation or a cause or whatever, but I've seen friendships made and other things blossom out of doing just one game here or one game there. And it you know, the hockey community is a small community. Even though there's so many players in New England, it seems like a small world. So word gets around pretty quickly, and we're fortunate that you know, fundraising itself is very difficult to do, and we're just happy that we have an opportunity and kind of a tool other people can use to help them raise money. So friendships are made, money is made and donated, and other charities benefit from it. So we're very happy we can be part of it.
And again, the voice you just heard is the nifty one, Rick Middleton, president of the Alumni Association, and of course in studio joining me is Alex Bazanson, founder of the Hug Foundation. Just to remind folks, Alex, once again, when is the event taking place regarding the Hug Foundation versus the Boston Bruins Alumni?
The game is January 24th at Rockland Ice Rink, 599 Summer Street in Rockland at 3 p.m.
And that's a Saturday?
That is a Saturday afternoon.
I got to ask you, Rick, how, you know, being out there, when you're mingling with folks, how often do you have somebody bending your ear about the current team that's on the ice, the guys who are out there skating for the representing the Boston Bruins these days?
Oh, trust me, we get all sorts of questions, but obviously one of the questions that always comes up, and especially when they may not be playing well or they're struggling a little bit, like this year, people want to know what our opinions are. And trust me, they're varied. I think they usually go to Brickley or Beers for that one. But they're always interested to hear what your opinion of their, the good years and the bad years. So I know I always enjoy talking about it, giving my opinion and listening to what other people think. And I think most of the guys do.
Well, just for the heck of it, I mean, how do you feel about this team? This team, to date, right now, is struggling in the midst of where they've lost 9 of 12. And it seems, I mean, they're getting their legs under them. They just got Zdeno Chara back. They just got David Krejci back.
Exactly.
Do you see these guys kind of, it's going to take a bit to get the rust off?
Well, I watch most of the games. Because we play weekends, we don't get to go into many, many games on weekends.
Mm.
But watching them on TV, I mean, they work very hard. I mean, you cannot knock them for their work ethic. The problem is that they're not getting the rewards from the amount of work they're putting into it. And I just feel that, and on top of that, at the beginning of the year, they never dreamed that they'd lose two of their top players,
right,
in Krejci and Chara at the same time. But with that said, over the summer, losing Aguila and trading off Sane last year, Eriksson hasn't really been the guy to step up and fill those goal-scoring shoes. There was a big hole on the right side at the start of the season that wasn't filled. I think they were really relying on some of these young guys to come up. But, you know, it takes time for, if you're going to do that, it takes time for your guys that in your minors to come up, get the ice time, and really fit in and feel comfortable and start contributing. And they never build this as a rebuilding year, but to me, it looks like a rebuilding year.
Right. What do you think, Alex? You're a guy who is a big Bruins fan.
Well, I think you're going to see a major trade soon.
Who do you think is being who's the key?
Oh, you're really going to put me on the line
I'm
here.
I'm putting you on the line here. But, I mean, I
just saw TJ Oshie for the first time yesterday somewhere.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they get him, and I wouldn't
Edmonton,
be surprised.
Edmonton has been the thing that's been talked about over the past couple of weeks, and some of their key players, Jordan Eberle, and the Hall kid, who supposedly was, you know, he was the 1-2 regarding,
he was the 1-2,
you know, to Sagan. So,
and I think if we had the number one pick, I think we would have taken him. I think Sagan was our second choice.
But look at what's going on. Oh, look at Sagan. Sagan's leading the league in scoring. He's leading the league in goals now.
Yeah, but he would not be doing that if he was in a Bruins uniform. It's a completely different system down there.
That's true.
I just don't think.
Well, it's a young team down there too.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen. But if you want my opinion, I would not be surprised to see Luch gone this year.
I see. I wouldn't want to see him. I mean, he's the physicality, the physical forward that this team needs. I mean, would you agree, Rick?
Well, every team needs physical forwards. But I see a trend starting in the NHL, and I really think, like, Montreal was one of the first teams a couple of years ago. They went with a very small, fast team.
Right.
And got away from trying to match up with the Bruins in the physicality part of it and the fighting part of it. And I think it was apparent last year in the playoffs that they were a quicker team than the Bruins. And I think the Bruins now are trying to build their lineup with young, a little more youth speed. And hopefully the goal scoring will come from them doing that. But I'm not sure if getting rid of Luch is going to be the thing that changes it around, but depending on how much. The Bruins, you have to give something to get something.
Right.
So he's a valuable commodity, and I'm sure he is not untouchable. Let's put it that way. I don't think anybody outside of maybe Char and Bergeron are untouchable on the Bruins today.
Well, see, and you look at the thing that was instituted, 7 to 10 years ago, the salary cap, and I think that was one of the things that hindered them in the off season was the salary cap. I mean, they've given a lot of their core guys nice contracts, you know, $5, $6, $7 million annually. And then you got to try to figure out. I mean, that's why you saw guys like Riley Smith and Torrey Krug kind of waiting until last minute because they didn't have a contract. And that's why they had to trade Boychuk. And I think they're missing a guy like a Boychuk.
I think they're missing Boychuk, too. And I think Krug and
And the Islanders are loving him.
Yeah. Riley and Krug got about $1 million each or $1.3 million.
I think it's 1.5 million.
Yeah.
And, something in the neighborhood of.
And now they did free up the money with Boychuk, so
we'll see. Well, I mean, in a salary cap world, you really have to be aware of where you are and what you have to spend. But, you know, at least the Bruins are spending it. They're near the top, if not right at the top of the salary cap every year. So, as opposed to back in our days, that they, you know, didn't want to spend any money and would basically have a revolving door of guys coming in and out. So, you know, you got to commend them. They changed their thinking after the salary cap was instituted, and they won the Cup in 11. So they just maybe got caught a little. You want to take care of your Cup guys. Mm-hmm. You want to thank them for what they did, and you want to keep your core of guys intact, and that's what they did. And maybe they got a little too close to that, the top of that cap, but They're going to rebound. They're not far away. They're just having a little trouble putting the puck in the net right now.
Yeah, I believe in a guy like Peter Chiarelli. I think he's done a fantastic job. The moment he came in here, he was bringing in pieces. I mean, Chara was what, you know, when they signed him, like, what are they signing him for? Well, he's paid dividends and then some. So I think it's fantastic.
Exactly.
I got to say, I got to thank both of you for being a part of the program. Anything that we want to say in closing in regards to this big game coming up on January 24th?
Yes, buy tickets. Advertise in the program. You can go to hugfoundationma.org, or you can find us on Facebook at hugfoundation.com/helpusgive, and there's links to purchase tickets. We're also going to have a VIP section this year.
Very nice.
Very, very few tickets available. It's going to be very limited, but it'll be in an upstairs room at the rink with heat, and there'll be some food and some drink, and there'll be a few of the Bruins alumni before the game to mix and mingle, and some of our other celebrity friends, Joe Ligotti, Peter McNeely, that always shows up. They'll all be up there too. So all those links are on our Facebook page, hugfoundation.com/helpusgive.
And you really have to commend Mr. Cashman, who owns the rink, for helping this game get to where it is.
Cashman and Fitz.
He's also on your team.
He is. between him and Fitzy from the pro shop, they help us year-round, not just in this game, year-round. And another one we should put a plug out to is Matt Hanley from J.P. Ryan's. Helps the Hug Foundation year-round at many events.
It's a community affair. It takes more than one or two people, and you've really grown this in your community, and hopefully everybody will come out and support it.
So we want to thank you, Mr. Middleton, for being on the program and talking about the alumni in this big game, and I want to thank you as well, Alex.
Thank you again, Kevin.
Well, folks, that's about going to be a wrap for this edition of Monday Night Talk. Want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday. And until next week at 6:15, have a great evening.